This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3869 for Thursday, the 1st of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled, 5-Minute War Game. It is part of the series Tabletop Gaming. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 14 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I made up a game so I could play with my painted toy soldiers while waiting for code to compile.
Hey everybody, this is Klaatu, and I'm going to share a little game with you this episode because, as I've said before, fairly recently on Hacker Public Radio, I've been painting little miniatures, little plastic miniatures, like the ones that you use, you see people using in D&D games on TV shows when you see D&D being played, or maybe you play yourself. You've seen little miniatures. They're little plastic toy soldiers. Sometimes they're fantasy themed. Sometimes they're sort of historically militaristic themed. Sometimes they're future sci-fi militaristic themed. They're little plastic miniatures, and you paint them, and it's a lot of fun. And the end result is that you have a bunch of toy soldiers sitting around on desks and shelves, and you love to look at them. You know, I mean, I do. I love looking at these things. I mean, sometimes I don't because I didn't paint them well, and then I get sad. But a lot of times I do. I enjoy looking at them because I think maybe I did do a good job at painting that particular one, or maybe it's at least passable. But you like to sort of look at these things because you've spent time on them, and on a good day, like if you've bought the right miniature, then they're really, really beautifully sculpted. That's kind of cool. Like some artist somewhere has been laboring over like creating this little figure, you know? So they're a lot of fun to look at. And I like to kind of idly have them out on my desk while I'm at work or something, and I'll glance down at them. And sometimes, you know, like between projects or something, I'll kind of pick them up and look at them. And if you hold them kind of close to your face, then they look really big. And so you can kind of pretend like that they're, you know, really huge in the frame, you know, like in a movie or something. And you can kind of move them around and kind of visualize the battlefield around them, or maybe they're on a spaceship, or, you know, there are explosions around or whatever, you know, it's fun. And I was doing that a while ago, and I thought there's got to be a way to capture the sort of glee that you get when you're just admiring the miniature and visualizing them in whatever imagined setting or scene you have in mind in your imagination, and the fun of their intended purpose, I think, which is, you know, games. And I do play a couple of different war games with miniatures, and I play in some tabletop RPG and use miniatures. So they do get used for their intended purpose, but those games, like whether it's a tabletop RPG or like a war game or Pandemic Reign of Cthulhu, which has little miniatures, those things are events. You know, like you have to set them up. You have to get a table. You have to put out the game board or the play area. You have to shuffle cards or set up terrain, get some dye, and it takes what, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. You know, like however long that sort of scenario takes you, it's a big deal. And sometimes you just don't have that time, or sometimes you do, but it's not until 7 o'clock. In the evening, and right now it's 10 a.m. And you think, instead of just looking at these miniatures, I'd like to play with the miniatures. So I came up with what I call Scuffle Whammer. It is a desktop, like a literal desktop, like on your desk at work. It's a desktop war game that takes about 5 minutes at the longest to play. There are also versions of it that can take 3 minutes or 1 minute. 1 minute. Here's how to play. What you need a couple of war game miniatures, and those can be Games Workshops miniatures, Age of Sigmar. They could be things that you've 3D printed, Lego minifigs, whatever you have on your desk that you like to look at and you want to play with, use those. You need 2 to 3 6-sided dice per miniature. So for each miniature you're using, you need 2 or 3, well, 1, 2, or 3 6-sided dice per miniature. And then you need a 20 by 20 centimeter play area. If you don't know what 20 centimeters is, just look at your hand. It's probably from your wrist to your fingertip. That's probably about 20 centimeters. It doesn't have to be precise. This is a very flexible system. Okay, so that's what you need. Miniatures, dice, and a small little corner of a surface. Okay, so here's the setup. You place your miniatures. Let's just assume you're using four miniatures for right now. You place your miniatures on your in your play area in any configuration that you want. You also decide during this step how those miniatures relate to one another. So, for instance, I have some blue space marines and some aliens. So I'm going to just say that the aliens are on one team and the space marines are on another team. I could also say that they're all on their own team. Like, they're each individual agents with no relationship to one another at all. They've all converged in an area and realized that they have to fight each other. It's up to you. But I'm just going to say, to keep things a little bit organized, I'll say that the alien is Team A and the Space Marines are Team B. Okay, next, for a long game, place 3d6 by each miniature. For a short game, so a long game is about 5 minutes. A short game is 3 minutes, and a tiny game is 1 minute. So for a long game, you need 3d6, just set it next to each miniature. For a short game, go for 2d6. And for a really lightning fast game, go for 1d6. Finally, decide which miniature is going to go first. You can either roll a die and like assign a number for you. I don't do that. I just say the one closest to me goes first, and then I go sort of team by team. So if the one closest to me is a space marine, then okay, space marines go first, and then the aliens. If it happened to be an alien, then the aliens would go first. It really doesn't matter. Okay, so the turn order, the game itself, is played very simply. You've got two types of actions that you can take on your turn. You can move or attack. You cannot do both in one turn. So you either have to move or attack. To move, a miniature can move literally anywhere in the play area. They can move up to another miniature, entering the melee zone, or they could move, for instance, behind an object. Let's say I happen to have a USB thumb drive sitting here on my desk. Well, maybe it moves up to that thumb drive and uses it as cover. Or here's my coffee cup, and it's got a lid on it. So maybe this space marine moves up onto my coffee cup to get like a higher vantage point. You can grant modifiers as you see fit. So for instance, if it is hiding behind this USB thumb drive, well, maybe that's going to grant this miniature impose a -1 to attacks against this miniature because it's got cover. Or maybe if another miniature jumps up onto my coffee cup, maybe it'll get a +1 to its attacks because it has a pretty good elevated vantage point. So that's movement. And each miniature can do that on its, you know, can do that on its turn, and then the turn ends. If it does move up to a coffee cup or behind the thumb drive or whatever, just be sure to bring its D6s along with it. The other option is to attack. So on a miniature's turn, it can also just attack another miniature. That's why knowing whether they're on teams or whether they're all every miniature for itself, you kind of need to know that. So in this case, they're on teams. So one of my space marines has just moved behind a thumb drive, so that's its turn. But the other space marine hasn't gone yet, so maybe it'll go and it'll attack one of the aliens. To make an attack, you take a d6 from that miniature's dice pool permanently. It's using up one of its dice, and you roll it. When it's a ranged attack, so like a gun or a crossbow or a magical spell from afar, you hit your target if you roll a 4, 5, or 6. It's pretty good chances. That's like a 50-50 chance of hitting your target. In this case, it actually did hit its target. It rolled a 6. So its target, I'm going to take one of the target's d6s and put it out of the game. So it is down to 2d6 now, even though it hasn't even gotten to attack yet. It only has 2d6 in its dice pool. In other cases, if, for instance, this alien that just got hit happens to be holding a sword, it can, well, it can't actually, but it, okay, so it can move up to this other miniature's, to this other miniature entering the melee zone. It can't attack yet because it can only move or attack on its turn. But once it is able to attack, because it is in melee, it would hit on a roll of 3, 4, 5, or 6. So, in other words, ranged attacks hit on 4, 5, or 6, melee hits on 3, 4, 5, or 6. As I say, there could be potentially modifiers that either help it or hinder it from making its, from meeting its target. But on the die, 4, 5, 6 for ranged, 3, 4, 5, 6 for melee. All damage is a penalty of one dice from your dice pool. So anytime you get hit, here's the other alien. It's going to target the space marine hiding behind that thumb drive. So I'm going to take one of its dice from its pool, roll it. Oh, and it rolled a 6 as well. So even with a penalty of a negative 1, because of the USB thumb drive cover, that's a hit against that Space Marine. So I take one die from the Space Marine's dice pool and put it to the side. So we're down to basically everyone having two dice in their pool, whether or not they've actually made an attack. Play continues in that manner. You can move, you can attack. When you take damage, you lose dice. Now, eventually, you're going to get a miniature is going to get down to zero dice in its pool. Here's how to handle that. If you use up your last die with an attack, you're fine. You just can't attack anymore. You're done. You're out of ammo or whatever. And frankly, the game is probably going to end any minute now. If you take damage and you have no dice in your dice pool, though, you're dead. If you take damage and that damage removes your last die, then you're dead. The last miniature or miniatures left standing after everyone else, after all dice has been removed from the play area, those are the winners. In other words, if you're not dead at the end, then you've won. And sometimes that is more than one miniature. Sometimes it's a team of miniatures. Sometimes it's two members of an opposing team. And maybe you want to come back later after lunch or something and have them do a showdown. Who knows? So this is obviously a really simple and really, really quick game. You can play lots of little scenarios like this, a lot of little, they're not even skirmishes, they really are just scuffles. You can play them within, you know, 5 or 3 or literally 1 minute. It's super fast. It's almost not playing a game. I mean, it's almost just rolling die. But because there's the presence of these miniatures and because you're moving it around your desk, and maybe you have brought in random objects that are lying around on your desk. I mean, I've got like a mobile phone. I've got a little tiny little USB hub. I got a USB thumb drive. I've got a glasses case. Like all of these things can become like part of the battlefield. And it makes for a really fun and quick and silly little war game, just while you're waiting for something to compile. That's the game. I call it Scuffle Whammer. It is available online at itch.io for download, or, I mean, you can literally just play it based off of what I just said. You don't really need a download. Like, the rules are pretty simple, right? You can move or attack. A ranged attack hits on 4, 5, or 6. A melee attack hits on 3, 4, 5, or 6. Damage removes one die. An attack removes one die. That's it. Those are the rules. It's a lot of fun. Try it. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by an
honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.